This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast, part two of our discussion with James LaValle about natural treatment of hypertension. And Jim, you know, one thing that I want to clear up, and you know, I know we've addressed it in previous podcasts, but a lot of people say, you know, that sounds great. You know, he's talking about the benefits of garlic. Garlic is certainly a wonderful compound. You know, I don't like to take supplements. You know, I can save some money because I really love garlic. I'll just put a ton of garlic in my food. Heck, I'll chew on garlic cloves if it's so beneficial. Can you get equivalent benefits from garlic, or is there are benefits clearly to eating garlic? And you recently attended this international symposium on garlic in Hiroshima, Japan, and you know, they must have talked up the benefits of dietary garlic. So is there a difference?
Huge difference. I mean, obviously garlic is Zeus of botanical medicine, right? And you know, it's had generations of use, and it does have value by itself, but it doesn't have the value that we're talking about for heart disease. It actually takes aging the garlic, changing the chemical composition. It's like taking cabbage and making sauerkraut, right? Mm-hmm. The sauerkraut tastes way different than cabbage, but it's just cabbage, right? It's the same thing that happens when you age garlic. It changes its composition and therefore creates a unique value proposition for this new garlic. So yes, by all means, I'm Italian, and actually I'm coming to New York in a few weeks. I cannot wait to go to Little Italy, and I'm hoping that you can smell me all the way up and down Manhattan.
Because hey, I have news for you, Jim. There is no more Little Italy.
It isn't?
Down there, everybody speaks Chinese down there. I mean, there's a couple of places that they keep open. I think the city pays the, you know, just to have it for the tourists. But no, I'm just kidding. It is much diminished, you know, since I came to New York. It used to be a really, really thriving area. But, you know, there's been an outward migration of the Italian population of the Lower East Side. The yuppies and, you know, a lot of Chinese have moved into that area.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going to have to go to Long Island then. I mean, I know I can get some good Italian food there.
There you go.
So anyway, but the bottom line is eat all the garlic you want, but if you want to reduce arterial plaque and you want to stop bone leaching of calcium into your blood vessels, which creates arterial plaque, and if you want to reduce the inflammatory signaling in your body that occurs either through aging or lifestyle or exposures, you need aged garlic. So taking garlic by the clove will not have the same effect.
Okay. And when it comes to the products that you mentioned, you know, there's a formula 109, which is the natokinase. I believe it has a little theanine in it, which has a bit of a right. calming effect, because we know that hypertension really does have something to do with tension, you know, mental stress. So it's kind of a combo product. But the business end of this is the active aged garlic extract. So how many capsules do you have to consume to get your blood pressure down? You know, 20 capsules a day, 30 capsules?
No, I mean, honestly, you could start at, depending on where your blood pressure's at, right? If your blood pressure's just a little bit out of kilter, you can get at 1,000 milligrams of aged garlic extract a day, you will get a clinical effect. Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes give the cardiac formula. That's the regular
100.
100, yeah.
And sure.
I think that's how much is in there? Is that 1,200? No.
It's 600. The reserve is 600 per capsule.
So I have four of those for cardiovascular prevention, and that'll give a very generous amount. That's 2,400. But you say the benefits kick in at about 1,000.
Yep. At about 1,000 is where the studies have shown that you can get it. But I use your dosing. So as a, you know, in my clinic, I also give 2,400 milligrams a day. Okay. Or if they get the tablet, they can get the one-a-day tablet, which is 1,000 milligrams. They could take one or two of those tablets a day. Obviously, they have a lot of different formulas so that if you want to stack, hey, I want some immune-aged garlic with the mushrooms in it, mm-hmm. You can stack that with your blood pressure formula. Therefore, you get enough, and you get the accessory nutrients as well. And remember, I think, you know, you can't have a talk about hypertension without making sure we mention that people need to take more magnesium since nobody's eating plant food. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is nobody wants to eat a vegetable. And even people that say they eat lots of vegetables, when I ask them how many they eat, they go, oh, you know, one or two a day.
Yeah.
That's just not enough. And if you don't get enough magnesium, that is a big problem. So eating lots of plant-based foods, pumpkin seeds are fantastic.
You want to tell people about chlorophyll? Because, you know, when you look at hemoglobin, you know, the center of that is an iron atom. And when you look at chlorophyll, at the center of that is what?
Yeah, you tell them. It's a magnesium. Exactly.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's it. So I know.
You get magnesium from plant foods, basically. And that's one of the reasons why people who eat fruits and vegetables have such cardiovascular protection, which has been well demonstrated.
Yeah. And the darker, the better, right? The more green, the more chlorophyll. The greener,
the better. And the other polyphenols and all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's really one of the best things you can do. And then, of course, there's omega-3 fish oils with aged garlic. So you could get some omega-3s and you could add that in. And so in the end, it's get the key nutrients in, make sure you're managing all these other issues. Pomegranate's another one that's fantastic with all the polyphenols. Yes. There's great evidence on pomegranate. Mm-hmm. I like to think of when I have people that are really struggling with their coronary artery disease, talk to them about K2 and talk to them about pomegranate and magnesium, and aged garlic's always the first thing I talk to them about. And then things like natto are great, and making sure that their vitamin D status is good, and then looking at things like their toxic metals. But, it's just important for people to understand, 50% of the time, the first sign of a heart attack is death. And in hypertension, the reason it's called the silent killer. I mean, I had somebody in the other day, and you see this all the time, Dr. Hoffman, you see it all the time. The person came in, their blood pressure was 175 over 105.
Yeah.
And that's a very risky blood pressure.
Yep.
And they're not even
prescription pad there.
100%. And they're not even complaining of anything. Or they don't think they are until you do a good thorough inventory of them. But the point being is that's why it's so important. So if people are listening today and you haven't taken your blood pressure in a while, and I'm alarmed at how many people don't know their blood pressure, that they should really, whether they have a blood pressure cuff at home, and I would recommend people buy a blood pressure cuff, take your blood pressure in the morning and at night. Does it drop? Does it go up? If your blood pressure is going up at night, that's not good.
Right. And the other thing is, some people say, well, my blood pressure is high in the doctor's office, but, when I'm at home, I do my breathing exercise, I relax, and then my blood pressure is okay. And I go, that's fine, but are you always relaxed every moment of the day. Right. There are situations that are as stressful or even more stressful than being in my nice air-conditioned doctor's office with a, you know, doctor with a great bedside manner. You know what I'm saying?
100, right? That, yeah. You know what's funny? Nobody ever brings that up. And it's like, oh, so basically what you're saying is your blood pressure is fine as long as you do deep breathing, sit in your chair all day.
Right.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And very few people are doing that, right?
So if you're going to do your blood pressure, you know, measure it, you know, maybe after you get a call from your mother-in-law that she's coming, you know, to stay for a couple of months, check your blood pressure then, you know, check your blood pressure when your boss calls, check your blood pressure, after, the car after kids, a three-hour drive on the Long Island Expressway, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, your kids just came home from school. What's your blood pressure like?
Right.
I hope that every New Yorker just heard that because nobody understands that people aren't walking around in a yogic state.
Yeah.
They're walking around stressed out because of email, Facebook, tweeting and texting and trying to keep
watching
up.
Cable news. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I stopped doing that.
Yeah. Mental health.
I take a bath in theanine, turn off the TV there. That's my method.
Wait, literally you take a bath in theanine?
No.
You don't. Salt?
I'm kidding, but okay. I shouldn't be, right? I mean, how many people would benefit from dipping themselves in theanine? I mean, I think the number one thing I do as it relates to blood pressure is I de-stress people. I mean, I literally have to retrain their nervous system to turn off, relax, and reset. And that is monumentous in many people's, in their mind. It's very difficult. And the other piece is, you know, if they're eating against their circadian rhythm, you know, the later you eat at night, the more it throws off your hormones. When you throw off your hormones, you're going to throw off your neurochemicals. So the whole thing of, you know, late night eating, eating too much, eating too often, all of those things add up to this hypertension problem. It's not just one thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Jim LaValle. We talk a lot about the role of salt, and for some people, sodium restriction makes sense. It's different strokes for different folks. But for some people, sodium deprivation actually causes a rebound hypertension. It's as if the blood vessels sense a lowered fluid volume, and they constrict, and you paradoxically, your blood pressure goes up. But I think that, you know, in terms of white powdery substances, it may be sugar that trumps salt as the major culprit in high blood pressure. What do you think?
Well, I mean, to me, the amount of sugar that people take in on a daily basis, they trigger their insulin. And I mean, I measure insulin all the time on people, and their fasting insulins are simply too high. And then you give them some sugar and you measure their insulin, and it's through the roof. And why insulin is so important, of course, is when your insulin goes up, in and of itself, it's an inflammatory compound if there's too much of it floating around in your body. But it triggers a lot of adrenaline release. So your blood vessels get stiff. And that's why people with diabetes always end up first with renal hypertension, because they constrict their arteries going to their kidneys, and now their heart has to pump harder to get blood into the kidneys. Mm-hmm. And then they also end up with more kidney disease, because when you restrict blood flow, you create more ischemia or more oxidative stress in the kidneys, which is the loss of your oxidation reduction response in your kidneys, and you damage your kidneys, and now your kidneys are aging at an accelerated rate. All equation, right?
Right. What about the role of exercise? And are there certain exercises that are preferable if we're dealing with hypertension, and others that may be less desirable?
Well, the big thing for me is it's hard to go against the Cooper Clinic's data of 150 minutes of moderate to increased aerobic activity a week as a reduction.
So I know you advise actually a major health club chain. It's the Lifetime health club chain, which is a very fine health club. I belong to the Y, mostly work out there, but I've been to some of the Lifetime gyms, and they're really fabulous. So if you work with them, kudos to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I believe, I mean, I've had quite a few years. I'm not doing it right now. I'm with another, I'm doing a lot of work with the NFL right now, and then with professional teams. But I try to get people to at least get 150 minutes of aerobics in. Yes, alternate your cadence, get your heart rate to bounce up and down. I'd prefer if they would get 200 minutes. I mean, I would love it if I could get them to do 50 minutes four or five times a week. That'd be awesome. And then anything they do above that is great. If they want a strength training, I think strength training is great in terms of muscle retention, reducing insulin resistance, maintaining lean muscle mass. I love that, but I want them to get that aerobic work in. And I know right now you have a lot of people that have said, oh, you don't need that kind of aerobic work. The evidence just doesn't say that that's accurate. Mm. I mean, you're it's very clear that the still most proven thing is that aerobic activity will definitely, create better blood vessels over time, as long as the person isn't overtraining. People that overtrain for marathons and end up getting left ventricle enlargement, that's a different story. Yep. I'm talking about the everyday Joe that's got to get out there. Sally, they got to get out there. They got to move their body. They got to walk, and they got to do that for 50 minutes, 5 days a week, and that's going to really help them out.
You know, and I tell people with high blood pressure, and I think you probably agree, that massive pump and iron, you know, trying to bench press twice your body weight, you know, where you're like straining, your eyeballs are popping out. That may not be so good if you're suffering from high blood pressure that's poorly controlled. And also the inversions, you know, like hanging from gravity boots, you know, and things like that.
Sure.
Maybe not so great. Right?
Yeah. Good call. Yeah, absolutely.
Intracranial pressure is still an issue, you know.
Without a doubt. Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. And what I really try to get people to do is just be consistent about their movement. I mean, one of the hardest things I find is that people find a way to get around proper exercise and proper eating. Because if they didn't get around, we wouldn't have 78% of our population overweight. 50% is diabetic or pre-diabetic. And then we've got half of the population over the age of the 50 that's hypertensive. And yes, environmental burden is an issue. Food quality is an issue. Sleep, apnea, I got it. All that stuff adds up. But I know we would put a dent in those statistics if we could really get people to understand the value that they get when they exercise and learn how to eat and use key nutrients. I mean, I'm engaged garlic extract. Honestly, I consider it almost an essential nutrient in North America for its population of people today.
Yeah, I mean, it's so versatile because it seems to work on immune system, by the way. That's an ancillary benefit. But since metabolic syndrome is the major pathway to so many diseases, I really think you cover, 70-80% of the pathology that people experience in this country and can prevent it by using something like aged garlic extract. I mean, I don't think that's an overstatement. I use a ton of it. It's one of the best-selling items in my online store. And it's a real go-to for anybody with cardiovascular disease, you know, along with things, like vitamin K, as you mentioned, magnesium and vitamin D and fish oil and, all the requisite nutrients, resveratrol, maybe other anti-inflammatory things that we've mentioned.
Absolutely. Right. I think once again, it's take action, go get your blood pressure done. Make sure you know your blood pressure. Do it in the morning, do it at night. See how you are after stressful events. People are shocked when people, oh my God, they died of a heart attack. Not so shocking most of the time.
Indeed. Okay. So let's give out the information. The website is www.kyolic.com, K-Y-O-L-I-C. And they gave me a number here as well if people want information the old-fashioned way, 800-421-2998. And you can find Kyolic pretty much everywhere. Go to local natural health retailers and ask for it by name. So thank you very much for joining us. What else are you up to? Are you working on any books or anything in the pipeline?
I've got two books. I've got a revision of the metabolic code to kind of get up to date with all the new chemistry. And then I've got a sports performance book. So metabolic performance. So really talking about labs and what nutrients work for enhancing performance and maintaining physical excellence when you're training hard.
Okay. Give me just a quick preview. What is the premier nutrient that can enhance my athletic performance? I'm looking for the performance edge.
If you're looking to gain muscle mass, because a lot of people complain that they lose lean mass as they're aging, phosphatidic acid.
Whoa.
I mean, phosphatidic acid is fantastic because it increases net muscle protein synthesis, or MPS time, threefold after a workout.
Wow, you first hear on Intelligent Medicine, because that hasn't even that's not even on my radar screen. Is that a product that's available?
Yeah, it sure is.
Is there a brand name for it?
The brand name that you would look for, the raw material, would be Mediator, M-E-D-I-A-T-O-R, as in mediating mTOR, which is your chemical that helps to regulate the laying down of muscle.
Right.
So Mediator is the branded ingredient. Mm-hmm. Phosphatidic acid is the ingredient. And the dose is 750 milligrams. You can either do it before your workout, or if you're really working out hard, a couple hours, 3 hours, you want to go 750 before and 750 after. I use it on a lot of athletes and they love it, and it's illegal. It's like not in the anti-doping list. It's a lot of, there's no problems with it. Very clean.
Interesting. Okay. Well, send me the bona fides on that. If you have any clinical studies on that, I'd be happy to take a look at it.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm always looking for, for myself, for my patients, the athletes that we advise in my practice. We're always looking for that, the latest, greatest, safe, but effective ingredient to enhance athletic performance. And folks, I'm totally blindsided. I never heard of that before.
It's like metaflammation, man. Like metaflammation, right? I'm always good for one of those. During our talks together, I will always give you one.
Thank you for the pearl. Yeah, I appreciate it. And
all right.
Great name for the product, and it really keys into a Mediator, right? Which
that's right.
Be undertaken on behalf of the book.
That's exactly right. All righty.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jim Lavelle. Always fun as usual, and all the best to you. Take care.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.